The Jason Gregor Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev.
Let's get to our NFL preview, which is brought to you by, as always, DraftKings. They're having a free $100,000 fantasy football contest week one with an added bonus. If you draft the perfect lineup in the free $100,000 contest, you can win $1 billion. It's just that simple. Enter at DraftKings.com/Gregor1260. The perfect lineup is the highest number of fantasy points possible while staying under the salary cap. So not only is DraftKings giving away $100,000 in week one, but you could win $1 billion. Jeff Ulrich joins us from DraftKings. And Jeff, before we get to the important stuff,
do you pronounce it Decal or Decal?
Because apparently it's split right down the middle in Canada. Are you a Decal man or a Decal man?
I'm a Deco man.
Deco? I think that's fair with the rest of Western Canada. Seems a little different, but it's very bizarre. Do you call them pencil crayons or colored pencils?
Oh, definitely pencil crayons.
Yeah.
Colored pencil. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Really
that's
weird. Pencil crayons. In Newfoundland, they call them LEDs. Who the heck calls them LEDs?
People forget how big this country is.
Yeah, it's very true.
Some weird lingos out there, for sure.
That's very true. Let's get to some fantasy football talk. Ben McAdoo, head coach of the Giants, hasn't confirmed nor denied Odell Beckham and Brandon Marshall being in for week one. Let's just pretend they're out. Is there another receiver on that Giants roster you'd look to maybe add for week one?
I mean, Sterling Shepard is probably the obvious choice there, obviously. He is a little bit banged up, but... You know, he had a good showing in his rookie season last year. Wasn't a huge PPR guy, but he'd definitely be the player you'd want to target there. He's pretty capable. He can work kind of on all different formations. I'd expect him to, you know, again, if we're playing the sort of guessing game and both those guys are out, I mean, I'd expect him to get a lot of targets week one. The other guy that is there is Roger Lewis, who, you know, he's not as good a receiver as Sterling Shepard overall, but he does have a little bit of skill for sure. He's a guy who could, you know, if he gets five or six targets, could definitely break one for a touchdown or something like that. So he'd be the other player, but yeah, it would be a little bit of a scary situation. The other guy I might mention there, if that does end up happening, is Will Tye, the tight end.
Okay.
He's only 2,600 on DraftKings week one. He's actually a pretty capable receiver, so I could see him really getting a lot of targets too.
Looking at the running back position going out west, looking at the Los Angeles Rams, Todd Gurley had a great rookie season, rushed for over 1,100 yards in just 13 games, but last year, a real disappointment, under 1,000 yards, and was only averaging 3.2 yards per carry. Could you see a guy like Todd Gurley bouncing back in 2017?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting year for Todd Gurley. When he came in, I thought, you know, everyone's right about this guy. He's got a ton of athletic ability. And it looked to me like he was a guy who was going to dominate in the NFL, too. I didn't think there was anything wrong with him. But last year, it just turned. I don't know if it was the offensive line or the ineffective offense. I'm sure that definitely had an effect. But this is a big year for Todd Gurley. And, you know, Jeff Fisher's out. The Rams do have – I really like their new head coach. He's a young guy, but – I think he's really going to be good for Jared Goff, the quarterback, too. And I really think that's what it comes down to. I think if Todd Gurley gets some positive momentum early in the season, I think we'll see a bounce back from him. You know, he's still one of the most athletic players of that position. So at the same time, you know, these running backs can burn out pretty quickly. We saw it with a guy like Trent Richardson. So I'd really keep an eye on Todd Gurley. He's still a guy I want in like a season long. I've got my eye on just because there's really no one else there in LA. There's Todd Gurley, and Lance Dunbar's banged up. That's the other thing. Todd Gurley's going to be a great early season play on DraftKings because he's going to get some more pass work. So I am looking for a bounce back, but I'm a little wary because of what I saw last year.
We're joined by Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings. Go to DraftKings.com/Gregor1260. Enter the fantasy football contest. Week one is just right around the corner. And for week one, the Houston Texans will have Tom Savage under center. Now, I think I'm the only person that calls him Macho Man Tommy Savage. I hope that nickname definitely picks up. But what do you expect out of Savage in the Houston offense this year? Would that be a good fantasy pickup?
I like Tom Savage. You know, I'm probably in the big minority. I'm really glad they decided to choose him over, start him over Deshaun Watson. I'm not a big Deshaun Watson fan. Tom Savage to me is a guy who he makes reads when he's in the pocket and he's got a big arm. You know, his one knock has been he's a little immobile and sometimes he hangs on to the football too long. But I'd rather have a guy who takes a few sacks who can make plays down the field. And I think it's really good for DeAndre Hopkins' fantasy potential. With Tom Savage starting, Houston has a really good defense. So you know, if I was going to draft him in a fantasy league, he's not a bad target for like a later okay. round QB. He wouldn't be a guy I'd want starting every week just because Houston is still going to be, I think, a lower passing offense. But I like him as a player a lot.
A team that could be another lowering passing offense could be the Arizona Cardinals. Carson Palmer, Jeff, in your opinion, does he have one more good year left in him? Or should people be avoiding Carson Palmer in their drafts?
Yeah, I would avoid Carson Palmer. And it comes down to, I think he might still have a little bit of gas in the tank, but he's got David Johnson there. But, you know, Larry Fitzgerald's getting up there. And outside of that, there's just not that much else for him to work with. So I think that's kind of the knock for me on Carson Palmer. I think he's going to be having to hand the ball off a lot, just relying on David Johnson. So for me, I'm definitely not in on Carson Palmer's here.
We were chatting on our NFL preview yesterday. We were chatting San Francisco 49ers and how a lot went wrong from last year, but they're maybe slowly starting to turn a corner. They were 2-14 last year. Couldn't be much worse than it was. But a guy like Carlos Hyde makes you raise a lot of eyebrows. How much work do you expect him to get? And if you're looking, clearly he's not maybe one of the top five running backs in the league, but a guy like Carlos Hyde, is there much left in the tank for him?
Yeah, Carlos Hyde is another player I'm kind of high on, to be honest. I like him as a player. I think he's been a little bit banged up, but he's a very, very good running back. And again, San Francisco, it's a new offense put in. Kyle Shanahan's there. I like that. He's a very good offensive coordinator. And the other thing is there's just not much behind Carlos Hyde to worry about. Joe Williams isn't a guy I'm very impressed with. I don't really think that was a good draft pick. Tim Hightower, I mean, fine as a backup, but he's not going to overtake Carlos Hyde for touches. So I think Carlos Hyde is a guy in season long you can target, and I think he's a guy you can get at a good value too, because I think people think, oh, Carlos Hyde, San Francisco, this, you know, both of them aren't very good. I think Carlos Hyde's going to see a lot of touches, especially early in the year, and I think it's going to be a better offense than people think just because of Kyle Shanahan's influence.
We're joined by Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings. Still time to go to DraftKings.com/Gregor1260. Enter the free $100,000 contest where you could win $1 billion. For years, we've seen Adrian Peterson in the backfield for the Minnesota Vikings. That's not going to be the case this season. If you had to pick one back out of the Minnesota Vikings roster to pick on your team, Jeff, who would it be? Would it be Latavius Murray, or is it someone else, or is it someone like someone else who's not even on their roster right now?
Well, right now they have it's basically Latavius and Dalvin Cook. And Dalvin Cook's the guy they drafted. And he's definitely been getting a push in the preseason. And he's looked good. I mean, he's not a guy I'm super high on. I don't think he's like a future superstar. But if he's going to get carries, he can definitely produce with them. I still think I'd go with Latavius Murray. I still think that if you're looking at both backs, Latavius Murray is more of a workhorse. He's proven himself to be a good goal line back out in Oakland. And he's a decent receiver as well. So I like Dalvin Cook. He's still a rookie, and I just don't really see him as having the metrics necessarily to overtake a guy like Latavius Murray. So even though Cook's been the guy getting work in preseason, we're actually going to see Latavius in the third preseason game here coming up this week. So I think that's a good sign for him. He's playing, and that's still the guy I go with in Minnesota.
Has the preseason changed your thoughts on anyone? It's clearly a lot of the starters don't get a ton of reps, but this is the time we see maybe some young players with a spotlight shone on them. Has anyone's play changed your opinion on them in the preseason?
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think of a few players off the top of my head here. I really like Cooper Kupp on the LA Rams. I know Sammy Watkins is there. That's probably a guy most people are thinking is going to be the top play. But Cup's developed a really nice rapport with Jared Goff there. So, and he's a solid player. He's got solid metrics. I think that's going to be a guy who we'll see at the end of the year put up some decent fantasy totals. So I really like the way that's looked. Trying to think about some other guys off the top of my head here. But no, I mean, you know, with running back, it's always interesting. I know in Chicago, Tarik Cohen, the sort of backup to Jared Howard, has turned some heads too, and I think he's looked good. I think Cohen is probably a guy who's going to eat into Jordan Howard's usage a little bit, which kind of sucks for people who are drafting Jordan Howard, because I do like Jordan Howard a lot, but Cohen's the real deal. I mean, he's a good passing back. He's probably going to work himself into at least 10 touches a game at some point. So he's a guy who, you know, he's a lower draft pick, but he's definitely going to hurt Howard's usage a bit too.
We'll close on this one, Jeff, as we're joined by Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings. DeShone Kizer has been named the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He's a rookie, so if you're in some keeper leagues, maybe look at him. But what are your thoughts on the Cleveland Browns? Are they maybe starting to turn the corner? And is DeShone Kizer the beginning of that?
I don't think DeShone Kizer's the answer. Okay. I know he's looked okay. It's just my personal opinion. He's got some athletic ability, which is good. It'll probably keep him out of trouble. I don't think that he's the answer long-term for Cleveland, unfortunately. I do like what Cleveland's done with draft picks, but for fantasy, I don't know. I don't see them turning a corner this year. I kind of like Isaiah Crowell because I do think they're going to run the ball a lot with Kizer there. So that's a name that you could kind of look at for the Browns. But I don't really love Kenny Britt. I'm not sure he's going to make a huge impact. Corey Coleman is still sort of searching to have a solid year. And with Kizer as his quarterback, I think that kind of downgrades him. So I'm still pretty down on Cleveland. If I was going to go with a rookie quarterback, I'm just still praying that Chicago starts Mitch Trubisky, because that's another guy whose preseason has really sort of turned my head. I had high hopes for him, and he's looked really good. So I'm not so in on Kizer and the Browns, though.
Jeff, thanks for giving us a couple minutes the last couple weeks. I really appreciate it. Go to DraftKings.com/Gregor1260. We'll close on this one. We'll be chatting football with you the last couple weeks. We have an ultimate sports trip here at the station. We'll send you to anywhere in the world to watch a sporting event. Out of all the NFL stadiums you've been to or heard buddies go to, where is an NFL stadium that you can't afford to miss?
Oh, I mean, if I had any choice to go, I'd go Green Bay for sure. Yeah. It's the experience. You know, the people are the owners there. They all own their own seats. That's for me. If I could go anywhere, it would be Green Bay, 100%.
Awesome, Jeff. Thanks for this. Gregor's back on Monday, so we'll chat then.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings.